That's right, Nita. New South Wales Labor delegates to this weekend's state conference have proposed more motions on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict than on the environment or Indigenous affairs, and more than all other motions concerning foreign policy put together. The Jewish News revealed this week that there are 18 policy agenda items relating to Indigenous affairs, 24 about the environment, but there are a staggering 28 motions regarding Israel. As you said, most of them are critical out of the entire 45 items up for discussion relating to foreign policy. Now, among the proposals are some calling for immediate recognition of a Palestinian state, others call for boycott of settlement products, and some call for a ban on trips to Israel sponsored by Jewish organizations. Meanwhile, a number condemn Israeli violence and mistreatment of Palestinians while blaming Israel for the failure to achieve peace. But not one single motion condemns Palestinian incitement or the reluctance of the Palestinian leadership to come to the negotiating table. Now, the conference kicked off yesterday. It continues today, Sunday. It'll be very interesting to see what happens at this Labor State Conference, and we'll have full reaction and coverage in next week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, Sydney journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, Vera Danos, Australian Holocaust survivor, is suing the Hungarian government.
That's right, Nita. 7 decades after Melbourne resident Vera Danos was liberated from a German camp, she's among 14 Hungarian Holocaust survivors who have filed a class action lawsuit in the United States against the Hungarian government and its national train company for cooperation with the Nazis, complicity in the deportation of more than 500,000 Hungarian Jews, and also the confiscation of property. Now, Nita, currently Hungary does not compensate Holocaust survivors, nor has the country ever been prosecuted for collaborating with Nazi Germany during the Holocaust. 6 of the plaintiffs currently live in Israel, while the others live in the United States, Canada, and Australia. The federal court initially rejected the lawsuit, but that ruling was overruled last week on appeal, sending the lawsuit back to the U.S. court. Now, Vera spoke to the Jewish News this week. She said the Hungarian government hasn't done anything. We haven't received any compensation whatsoever. And she said they can't pay me for what I've lost. So there's further coverage of that story in this week's Jewish News, and it'll be very interesting to see what happens in this international court case.
Well, it is a very important case, and we are all looking forward to see what the results will be, because as you mentioned, the Hungarian Jews never been compensated.
That's right, Nita. If there is a compensation, if, you know, if the victims get a payout, this will be an unprecedented move, history in the making. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens, and we'll all be keeping a very close eye on that court case.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, Sydney journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, in the past few programs, we discussed the controversial globe that was on sale in the typo shops. But typo has come under fire again.
Nita, just weeks after pledging to remove a world globe which had Palestine written over the area of Israel from sale, the retailer Typo has come under fire yet again after allowing a barrage of blatantly anti-Semitic and anti-Israel comments to remain on its Facebook page. Now, these comments were absolutely awful. Some of them included that Zionism is a cancer killing the world, that Israel is the largest anti-Semitic nation on the planet committing genocide. One person wrote that they would gladly purchase all of the remaining globes as they intend on handing the rest out at the synagogue on Saturday, while another said that the Jewish equivalent of ISIS is Zionism. Now, earlier this week on Monday, Typo said that as a result of the escalating nature of the conversation regarding the globe, it would disable any comments on the subject. But these comments remained on Typo's Facebook page until Tuesday, when the Jewish News notified the retailer of the posts. Dvir Abramovich from the B'nai B'rith Anti-Defamation Commission said he was shocked and outraged. He said the damage has already been done and that it was extremely troubling that the typo moderators, who were fully aware of the outrageous attacks, have shamefully turned a blind eye to the ugly and bigoted defamation of Jews, Israel and Zionism that appeared on its page. So yet another stuff-up for the retailer typo.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, Sydney journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, the AJN reported an updated news about Eviatar Slonim, Australian-Israeli citizen that was jailed in Israel.
That's right, Nita. He was jailed without charge in Israel since an August crackdown on extremist settlers, but Salonim has actually walked free. However, Israeli security officials have told the Jewish News that the 23-year-old, whose parents made Aliyah from Melbourne, was and remains a danger to security. The security officials said that while it was decided not to extend his detention beyond 6 months, he has been subjected to other administrative restrictions because of the danger arising from him. Now, the restrictions include a nightly curfew at his parents' home in the West Bank settlement of Tzufim, a restraining order which limits his movement elsewhere in the West Bank, and a list of a few dozen people that he may not contact. So he might be free, but Salonim is still seen as a danger.
We're talking to Evan Zlatkis, Sydney journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, many of our listeners know or heard about Izzy Liebler, originally from Melbourne, who lives in Israel. The AJN reports that he donated his library with 40,000 books to Bar-Ilan University.
That's right, Nitsa. Izzy Liebler is very well known to many in the community, and he's about to receive an honorary doctorate from Bar-Ilan University after he decided to donate his massive book library to the institution. Now, when Liebler immigrated to Israel in 1999, he shipped some 30,000 books with him and then continued buying an average of more than 500 books a year. Obviously, he adores his books and knows his library like the back of his hand. However, his children cannot accommodate his collection, and he decided that he wants to put it in the hands of an academic institution where he believes it can contribute to scholarship. He told the Jewish News, "It's probably the most comprehensive privately held library anywhere in the world of Jewish civilization in the broad sense and of anti-Semitism. The books cover millennia of Jewish existence in the land of Israel and in the diaspora. People who view his collection may be surprised to find many hateful books. Among other subjects, he collects anti-Semitic works, including conspiracy libels like the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, and contemporary Arabic language tirades, believing that in order to know how to deal with the enemy, you have to understand what they say." So, fantastic news for Bar-Ilan University, getting this big, big collection of books from Izzy Liebler, and mazel tov to him on receiving an honorary doctorate from the university.
Evan, you've written this week in the AJN about Leon Goodman, a local hero. Can you please tell us about it?
That's right, Nitsa. Maroubra resident Leon Goodman was among the local heroes honoured at Randwick City Council's Australia Day Community Service Awards recently. Now, these awards recognise the special efforts of local residents who go above and beyond to help others and build a sense of community. Goodman has provided exceptional community service since 1998 and is the current president of the Little Bay Coast Centre for Seniors, which provides low-cost fitness and health promotion classes to people over the age of 55. So mazel tov to Leon on getting this award. It's really well deserved. The mayor of Randwick actually told the Jewish News that he's known Leon for many years and he's a dedicated and hardworking member of our community, and said he helps make our community a better place for all of us. So once again, Leon, mazel tov.
Evan Zlatkis, Sydney journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you very much.